hit. Fifth pack of the Mai, Mishnah Gimel. We are continuing with the halachas of buying produce from a baker. Now this baker is an Am Haaretz, or we said, and maybe it's a baker that is permitted to sell without taking off his own maaser, and Mela, we have to be concerned that he bought it from Am Haaretz. So now we have a problem, because, and this is a common problem in today's day and age, the person goes to the shuk and buys tomatoes. So if he buys from two different stores, which he's not sure if they have a good heksher, he has to take off two maaser from each one. Now generally you can take off from one tomato on another because they're all the same species, but here we have a problem that maybe from one stand they did take off Shumas Maisers, another stand they didn't, so you can't take off from one stand to the next, because maybe the one you're taking from already had the Shumas Maisers taken and won't help for the other one. So we have the same idea over here. Do we have to be concerned that if he's buying a bunch of bread from this baker, that some of them are from grain that the Maiser was taken, some was not? The Maiser Menachama of Tzenenet, Menachama of Tzenenet, the mission says that he can't be mafresh from the warm bread, freshly baked bread on the tonenis, and the cold bread which was baked before, and the other way around. The feeling to some halba, even if they were baked in separate forms, so they definitely baked separately. That's different from Meir, from Meir's opinion, that he says that we could assume that everything was baked by this naftan was coming from the same source and the same status. They're all in the same status as far as Meir is concerned. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Rabbi Yehuda says it's also Shani Oymer. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that maybe that the bread that was baked yesterday was from one source which the maasers were taken from, and today's bread was made from something that was from a different source which the maasers was or were not taken from, in the fashion that the one was had the maasers taken, the other one did not have the maasers taken. Yeah. Okay. So that is a concern. Once again, the machlokes is if they're all baked together, we're not concerned. But if one was baked yesterday and one was baked today, then we're concerned. Then Rabbi Huda is concerned that one may have had the maaser taken already, and the other one not. Rabbi Shimon oiser the shumas maaser umater bechalo. Rabbi Shimon says that that if they were all baked in the same day, we don't have to be concerned about Shumas Maiser, because we assume that they're all the same status. Sorry, the other round. Rav Shimon says he's concerned that we always have to be concerned that maybe some of the produce had the Maiser taken and some did not, and therefore you can point to him as a big Kiddush that if it's clearly baked in two different shots, you can have to take off Maiser separately from each run of the bakery. The only thing he permits is challah, because challah is something that has to be taken off by the baker himself. It's not dependent on where he got the produce from. So that, the status of challah and type bakery, we assume is the same. If his baker is Yir Shamayim, he took off challah from everything. And if he's not, he didn't take from anything. So therefore, you can't take, if there is concern about challah, you can take from one bread on all the other bread. But as far as Shumas Maiser, Rav Shimon holds that it's clear that they were baked at different times, you would have to take off from each one independently.